This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's parliament voted on Wednesday to back Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's declaration opposing the unilateral creation of a Palestinian state following growing international calls for the revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict.
Such an attempt will only endanger Israel and will prevent the genuine peace that we all seek. Peace can only be achieved after we achieve total victory over Hamas and through direct negotiations between the parties, direct negotiations without preconditions.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Syria State TV has reported Israeli strikes hit a neighborhood of Damascus, killing two people and causing material damage. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
It reported that several missiles hit a western neighborhood of the capital. The strike damaged the fourth floor of a 10-story building, shattering window glass on nearby buildings and also damaging dozens of cars parked in the area. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes on targets inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. Israel rarely acknowledges its actions in Syria, but it has said that it targets bases of Iran-allied militant groups such as Lebanon's Hezbollah. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil criticized the quote-unquote paralysis of the UN Security Council on the wars in Gaza and Ukraine as it opened a G20 meeting Wednesday. The outlook is bleak for progress on the thorny agenda of conflicts and crises gripping the planet as foreign ministers from the world's biggest economies gather in Rio de Janeiro for the Group of 20's first high-level meeting of the year. Brazil's top diplomat said the explosion of global conflict shows international institutions like the United Nations are not working. This